This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My guest today is Josh Allen, owner and CEO of Montana Dog Food. Hi Josh, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So tell us a little bit about the history of Montana Dog Food, the why, and then when did you start your company and what were you doing before?
Yeah, so my wife Holly and I, we run the company together. We've been in the pet industry for almost 20 years. Prior to Montana Dog Food Company, we were on the retail side of things, had a chain of stores that we started, and now we're excited to be running Montana Dog Food Company. The company's been around for a couple of years now, and we're newer to the space in terms of our brand, but not new to the industry or the products. Freeze-dried products are really familiar for us, and we're excited to have a brand that we can be proud of, and it's kind of what we wish we would have been selling when we had our retail stores.
So what sets the Montana Dog Food Company apart from the other dog food companies that are out there? It's a big space.
Yeah, it is. We're happy to be part of it. So all of our products are all freeze dried. So we really believe in, the power of nutrition and gut health and stuff as a solution to a lot of health problems. Way back in the day when we had our stores in Montana and freeze dried was a new thing, we were, there was no distribution. So we were LTLing pallets of it in and selling it and educating customers so heavily because we just believed in the power of, uncooked wrong ingredients in the dog's bowl. And so that's our brand now. Montana Dog Food is just that. So freeze-dried raw nutrition. We've got complete and balanced meals that can be served by themselves as a meal or commonly used as a topper to the kibble. And then treats as well. So single ingredient treats, all freeze-dried.
So for those of us not familiar with, it's certainly not a new concept, feeding raw, but there are still many people that are just going to PetSmart, Petco, and grabbing a kibble or something. So what are the benefits? What would you say the benefits are for feeding raw?
Yeah, there's lots of them. For us, kind of our main ones that we tend to focus on is the integrity of, down to a chemical level, integrity of the nutrients the temperature hasn't been elevated, right? So it really acts like a raw ingredient. Ours is freeze dried, so flash frozen, take out the ice crystals, and then that raw product remains, but in a shelf stable form. Most kibble today in today's world, even the good ones, they're cooked at extremely high temperatures, extremely high pressure. Extruded kibble is the term. It's a way to make it safe, right? And to mass produce stuff so your dog doesn't get sick from salmonella or something. But that kibble, really ends up, cardboardy, like not a lot left there, but it definitely fills up your dog's stomach, but doesn't necessarily provide it with nutrition. So our product is a way to get, a convenient way to get the uncooked fresh ingredients into the dog's bowl. So commonly we say, take out a portion of your kibble, replace it with Montana Dog Food. And then, your dog starts realizing all of the health benefits of raw uncooked ingredients in their diet in a really convenient shelf stable way.
So on your website, MontanaDogFoodCo.com, I see you have a drop-down menu about giving back. So what can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So we believe in strongly in that, like using, for-profit businesses to benefit others. We've been doing that off and on our whole careers. For Montana Dog Food, we wanted to do it in a little different way. And, there's lots of good companies doing really great stuff as far as giving back in the pet space to animal shelters and rescue organizations and those kind of things. And we chose to do a little different angle. So we partnered with an organization that's also based here in Montana called Warriors in Quiet Waters. And so they help, post 9/11 combat veterans, servicemen and women that, maybe you're struggling in some way, and bring them to Montana, take them fishing on the quiet waters. That's their part. And that just is so therapeutic for them. And then they also have classes and education and counseling and kind of help these folks, they've they've given a lot of their life, and so they help them kind of get back to a healthier spot. And a lot of those warriors and warriors in Quiet Waters have service dogs, and so we donate, you know, a portion of our sales just to the organization itself to help their mission. And then we also fund some of the service dogs and send them a free bag of food every month. So free Montana dog food every month, just to kind of, you know, the dogs add so much value to the warriors' lives. So we kind of support it, the dogs, through that organization, but also support some servicemen and women.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, how do people find out about that organization? I'm sure it probably started as a grassroots effort, but it probably snowballed into something. Like, if we knew personally someone who might benefit from that. So, because it sounds to me like you're donating, and then this organization will afford to bring a wounded warrior, their canine companion, if they have one, to Montana. Is that correct?
Yeah, they come for a period of time, you know, a week or two at the beginning. And then once they get in the program, then there's curriculum and classes and stuff that they can do remotely, and then sometimes come back as well. The organization did start small, and it's substantial now. They're having a really good impact. I think there's a link to their site through our site on the giving back page on our site, or I think it's warriorsandquietwaters.org, either one, but it's a great organization. We're really happy to support.
Oh, it sounds like it. That's wonderful. So, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about Montana Dog Food Company, and what's the best place for them to learn more?
Yeah, so you know, we're truly a family-run little company. My wife and I, and a couple partners. We have this mission to take the, you know, healthy, active, outdoor way of life that we grew up with in Montana, and impart those values into nutrition products for dogs that, you know, and it's now available across the country. You know, small batch formulas, all U.S. ingredients from the Western U.S., all USA made, with kind of top-notch quality for, you know, these dogs that are like family members to us, right? So those are our values. We're trying to put them into this company and thereby into people's pets across the country. MontanaDogFoodCo.com is the website. There's info, product info, info about the company. Everything is there.
Oh, that's wonderful. I want to wish you continued success as you grow your business. And thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me.
That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, Josh Allen with Montana Dog Food Company. Visit them at montanadogfoodco.com. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to fidofriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk.